The continuum of shared decision-making that we have already discussed can range from properly informing individuals of the decisions that are being made about their care, involving them in the decision-making process, through to ensuring that they're influential in the decisions that are being made. Given that this level of flexibility exists within the shared decision-making framework, we have to question whether it's actually our day-to-day habits, current models, and power relationships that undermine collaborative approaches to shared decision-making. Click on each term for a more detailed description.